is me. Well, to start at the very beginning, I feel very honoured to be asked to give a talk on this special day. Now, you may well ask how I began to be at Barnford. Well, tis like this. My father was working for Lady Hall, putting up shelves. And one day he came up and said, "Here, you finished overworking at the school, didn't you?" So I said, "Yes." You see, I had worked at the schoolhouse for about 8 years for different families. And when they sold up and someone else bought it, there wasn't any more household jobs to do. As the lady said, she could manage. Well, Dad said, "Lady Hall wants someone to help at Barnford." And he reckoned I should go and see her. My mother was listening, and she said, "What's the matter?" So I explained, "Oh, my dear life," she said, "if you're going to see Lady Hall, go and put it on a clean apron, brush back your hair, wash your hands, and mind your manners." "Then gentry, you know," she said. Well, I went down to Barnford. I knocked at the back door, and a gentle voice said, "Come in." There was a chair and a pair of small steps in the kitchen. I was offered to sit on the chair, and Lady Hall sat on the steps. So I said, "I would like to help in the house, Lady Hall. I hope I would be satisfactory." Lady Hall had an exercise book ready, and she took me over the house, explaining what needed doing. She was always so methodical. So I was given the book to look through, and I hoped, yes, I hoped, I was going to be all right. I was also told that Sir Douglas was often at his desk writing and typing and also building wireless sets. And Lady Hall herself would be busy at her desk. So I was asked in a very kindly manner not to talk. Get my job done. You know, it was a bit of a trial not to speak. Because I was dying to tell all the stories, the news. But I struggled through and I did keep quiet. Now, you're all going to be surprised. Well, I was there Tuesdays and Fridays. I was very happy and met a lot of nice people. Lady Helsby was on a visit once. She came in the kitchen to me. I was cleaning out the carpet sweeper. So I was talking, and as I was thinking about something else, I let the handle fall, just missing Lady Hall's toe, Helsby's toe. So she said, "I'll finish that, my dear. I'm used to cleaning out things." You see, she saw I was getting in a bit of a muddle. All the people that had stayed at Barnford has been very nice and kind. Oh, yes. I mustn't forget to tell you about the time when Dr. James and his wife had their honeymoon at Barnford. Well, I had some linen to put up in the airing cupboard. And I just went up the stairs and marched into the bathroom where the airing cupboard was. Doctor didn't realise it was me and he said, "I'm here having a bath, darling." He thought his wife was in the bathroom. Oh my, I said, "Doctor, I didn't know you was there." So I shot down the stairs as quick as ever I could. They both laughed about the incident, but I did feel rather embarrassed. I have had some good times with dear Lady Hall. She helped me in church and WI. She was church warden and so was Sir Douglas before that. I learnt a lot, and I have still got her instructions of things that have to be done through the different seasons in the church. I was very sad when Lady Hall died. It was a great loss to the village. Since that sad day, Jean has kept Sir Douglas's tummy going, and I have seen to his bed and looked after the house. I'm always happy when the family come, and here they all are, except dear Anne from Africa and family, and Mr. Craig. I am very happy to see Sarah, because for about a year, we worked together, and now I am taking things more easy, and dear Andrea does a lot of cleaning. I had better mention that I am quite good at finding things when people lose them. Sir Douglas always says, if he has lost anything, you go and ask Alice, she'll find it. I have been quite lucky at looking around and finding things. I just seem to look in the right direction. Well, I had better finish now, but not without saying a word to Sir Douglas. Thank you, Sir Douglas, for the happy times I have spent at Barnford. I know I've been a bit of a problem sometimes, leaving brushes and dusters about and taps running, also my fear of electricity. But never mind, you have survived. I am grateful to my father when he helped to get me the job. So I say, give thanks with a grateful heart, one of my favourite hymns. And thank you all for listening to me.
I have had the privilege of knowing Alice now for 40 years and of loving her for 40 years. To my mind, Alice is the sort of person who makes a village like Ringwall. Always thinking of other people, never thinking of herself, but she did mention one little weakness, electricity. She said that she didn't like things that went by electricity. Well, between you and me, things that go by electricity don't like Alice very much. At one time, I had the job, and I was on the job council, looking at the church council, looking after the electrical things in the church. And I was constantly mending the vacuum cleaner. I couldn't think what was happening. One day I went in there. There was Alice towing the vacuum cleaner around by its lead. And it got caught up in one of the fuse, and she was putting all her weight to freedom. And then when she switched on again, she turned around and saw me and said, it's gone wrong again. Another fear Alice has that she didn't mention is duvets. Yes. I have a suspicion that Alice is rather afraid that she might, when she's pushing the inside in, might get in it herself. It would make an awful uncomfortable duvet.